Feeder, come back around on XFM 104.9. You're listening to Ricky Gervais.
I'm with him as well, Steve Merchant.
I was thinking of dropping that.
What?
Thinking of dropping that, just going, because it's just tootless, all that. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Stephen Merchant and Carl Pilkington too. I mean, get to the music, so it's, hi, I'm Ricky Gervais, this is XFM.
Sure.
Here's Radiohead. Yeah. Someone then come out, that was Radio XFM, I'm Ricky Gervais. Tony Blair, what's he all about?
Yeah.
That sort of-
Snappier.
That, fast, because I quite, on a serious note, and you've always been saying it, I listened to an old show, because when Carl was compiling those things, I listened to an old show, and I listened to me, and I'm really concentrating now because I sounded like the most inarticulate, brain damaged old drunk I have ever heard given a show.
Yeah.
I mean, I was shocked. Not finishing sentences, leaving out words, slurring, just doing noises that you understand because you know me.
Yeah.
So I'm really going to make an effort for the listener.
Yeah. It's not going to happen, is it? You're going to give up after about three
records. I thought you were joking. And I thought it was like, oh, he's taking the. There. Did it then, you see?
Again, I don't quite know what that sentence meant.
No, but.
Well, of course, I've got also your body language and your facial gestures, but obviously the listeners have got nothing else. They've just got the voice. They've just got the voice for it. That's all they've got. That's all they can rely on.
Yeah.
And when Carl Pilkington is the man holding the show together,
when he's
that's
the most articulate.
Exactly. Exactly.
How did I come across?
You came across as lovely. I mean, I did an interview yesterday, right? And I was trying to describe you to this journalist, and I was going, it's like a cat can talk. Because the things you say, I just want to know what your world is. You know when a cat comes in, you go, where have you been? And it looks as you're like, you know, you could, it can nearly understand you. And you're like, oh, I wonder, I'd love to know what that cat thinks. And with you, it's almost like we've got one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you like that?
No, you can also lick your own testicles, I think, can you?
So, okay. Yeah. Should we play the doves? Doves, caught by the river on XFM 104.9. You're listening to Ricky Gervais. Welcome. I hope you're having a lovely Saturday.
Were you asked to appear on Celebrity Fat Club?
No, no.
Was there
any?
Was there? Was there? Seriously, did an invite come?
No, I don't think they did. I knew about it, and I was waiting for the call, and I was going to be insulted, but it didn't come.
Didn't come.
It didn't.
How much are you looking forward to it? I'm quite excited about it.
I really am excited to it. Yeah.
I don't know if people know. Are you aware of this, Carl? This is this Celebrity Fat Club. It's a new one of those reality shows. It's 10 celebrities, I think. They're all overweight, and they've got to lose weight over the course of the series.
And they're celebrities.
And they're celebrities.
That's why I've called it that.
Celebrity Fat Club.
So have they got?
Well, I'm very excited because one of them is, you know, that guy who was in Pop Idol but didn't win in the end, that really big fat guy, Rick Waller, Fats Waller, as I call him. And I was reading about him on the on the web earlier. It says he's been told to lose 17 stone because they reckon he might be dead by the age of 40 if he doesn't lose weight. Seriously,
how old is
he now? I don't know how old he is. He's only in his 20s, isn't he?
Well, that's still a good 20 years.
It says he was shocked to find he weighed 31 stone when he stepped on the scales at the start of the show.
31 stone.
31 stone. But I love
that's really big.
I like the fact it says he was shocked to find he weighed it.
Yeah.
I had no inclination.
I kept my eye off the ball.
Exactly.
That must be all those breakfasts.
I haven't stood on the scales for years, and I didn't know how much I weighed. Rick told the Sun.
31 stone. Right. That is having a man on your back and carrying a man in your arm. Just basically two men going everywhere.
It is obscene because he looks. Have you seen him? He looks like one of those people who's wearing one of those inflatable sumo outfits.
Yeah,
he's just a little head and like a sort of. Oh,
we're not having a go at fat people.
I'm having a go at him, Rick.
No, because it might be glandular. It's not. It's greed.
Exactly.
Do you know what? This is true. When I did that Room 101, and I did one, they cut out completely. I don't think they cut it out on taste. I think it was just too long. And one of the ones I put in was fat people who say it's glandular, right? And they'd done the research, and 2% of obese people can claim it's glandular. The rest, they just eat too much.
But the thing about Waller is he was going on there, going on the telly, going, it's good, what a wonderful role model I am for people who don't conform to the usual pop star sort of stereotype. No, you're not a role model for anyone. You are a fat pig of a man. I'm sorry, but you are- No, Rick,
but
be honest with you, it is obscene.
It's not his weight that disturbs me more, it's his gums.
Well.
They've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Haven't they? They have been through
a lot. The weight does concern me slightly. Do you remember when he did his version of I Will Always Love You?
Yeah, but the
I thought he was just singing about, like, a buffet or something.
Yeah, yeah, outside the chip shop.
Yeah.
Go away, Mr. Waller.
Yeah. Just let me watch the kebab rotate once more.
No! Can I lick the fat off the floor? No, you can't. I just imagine those people who run all-you-can-eat buffets, when they hear him coming, they shut the door.
It's one of those 1920s speakeasy. The front changes into, like, a laundrette. Just move on, fats. It's not- I can smell chip fat. No. Move on.
I mean, we're not Olympic fat Brits. They are so fat. The 31 stone is sort of, you know, quite big. But the American, that one, did you see that one? Seriously, we talked about it before. That one on Jerry Springer. And he was 75 stone. Did you see
75
stone? He was in his bed. Honestly, it looked like a, I don't know, sort of molten lava in his bed. And it was actually sad. And I was really sad because he was, you know, he was in tears and he was going, this is it, I'm going to do it. And Jerry Springer took the wall down and they got him that to get him in a special ambulance and everything. But my point is this, right? When he got to say 50 stones, didn't he go, that's a lot, innit?
I gotta be careful.
For a human.
Exactly.
You know, for someone that lives on land.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, the fact is they have to have special weighing equipment. So wasn't that a clue?
That must have been.
The fact they had to get in someone from next door to lift up a bit to tell him how much he weighed.
Yeah, the fact that he featured on the Ordnance Survey map should have been a clue. That
we've given you your own man.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Stop eating.
Oh, fat. 's amazing to hear that, isn't it, Rich?
It's
Sugar.
Fantastic. It's such a great tune.
I was listening to Copper Blue, the album from which that's taken again. It's just fantastic.
Old Mouldy, as I call him.
Exactly. Bob.
You've got a real problem with Rick Waller, haven't you?
He turns my stomach.
I know, but don't-
Because he's arrogant
that.
As well,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
Don't explain to people that-
No, he is a bit arrogant.
It's his whole thing that it's the whole package, so to speak, that you don't
Well, there's another thing in this quote, because
it's not just the fact that he eats too much.
He tried, apparently, to lose some weight. And, he said, the first month I lost 11 pounds, the next I lost a stone, but in the third my body did somersaults and I put on 9 pounds. I had a slip up. I can't say when, why or how, but it just sneaked up on me.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
Don't believe it just sneaked up on
him. That body's never done a somersault in its life.
No. It just sneaked up on him.
It was
the cakes again.
Yeah.
It was the same old cakes as before. It was exactly the same problem.
Sleep eating.
Yeah.
It's called.
It was the KFC bucket again. It was the family-sized KFC bucket for breakfast.
Dear. Poor man. The other thing is that I don't think that's a very good shock tactic for a doctor to tell a 20-something, well, to be honest, you've got 20 years to live.
Yeah.
That's not- you know, and when I was 20, the thought of dying at 40 was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't want to live to 40. Yeah. I just thought, oh, what can you do when you're 40?
Yeah.
Just laying around doing nothing.
Eating cheese. And then you got there and you discovered-
No, but someone sent me-
dream came true.
Sophie here sent me something and she says, I realise you're not Graham Norton, but I had to send you this. And she sent me the top of- a little cream cheesy thing, and it's the brand name is Gervais.
How odd that is! They've named a cheese after you.
I think it's a big French company, and this is from the Czech Republic. It's all over Europe, and so
that would be a dream come true, wouldn't it? If they named a cheese after
you. I think it's probably, you know, ancestors, and so I've cheeses in my blood.
Sure.
Quite literally.
It literally is, Another heavy Friday night, was it?
It comes out of pores like those Play-Doh things. Yeah. I can squeeze out different shapes.
Jane, bring the Stilton in. It's Friday night.
Oh, this isn't fried.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we can't really have a go at Rick Waller. I eat too much, but
you're not big. I mean, one of the other contestants on that on the Fat Club Celebrity Fat Club is another one is Jono Coleman.
Oh, we love Jono.
Now Jono, I don't know, you know Jono. He's that guy. He used to be on TV, and I think he does a breakfast show on a rival station, doesn't he?
He's happy, isn't he?
He's so cheery, and he's a really nice bloke, Jono. But
it's funny because he does a breakfast show on Heart, which is wrecking his own. There's a bit of irony.
Oh, I love Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I love you.
I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, that's good.
But we've met Jono a couple of times. We saw him at a couple of, not wishing to say, not to show off, but a couple of awards dues.
Yeah. And that's showing off. But like people would have seen dead there.
Well, yeah, but we went to one where everyone was in, like, tuxedos or suits and ties. Not Jono. Jono was wearing a pair of Bermuda shorts.
Big Bermuda shorts. Knee-length Bermuda shorts with just these little...
But I saw him again another time and he had shorts on at a similar event, and I've seen him since in the street and he's all- I don't think- I'm wondering if he can wear trousers. I don't think he can actually wear trousers. I don't know if there's a medical reason for that, whether he's just- his no, legs are too fat.
I think the material is a waste of money. I think it's just that you can get shorts that big and they're comfortable and, you know, why do you, I mean, to be quite honest, why, I don't want to squeeze into a tuxedo anyway.
Mm.
So, if you can go- I'd love to turn up those things in Bermuda shorts.
Well, of course.
Flip-flops.
You know, but do you think he started off by wearing- maybe he just had the upper half was a tuxedo with the tie
and then the shorts
and the shorts underneath and he would just have to come in to kind of sneak behind, you know, a sideboard.
Potted plant.
Or a potted plant. Or his kids- bring his kids ahead of him.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing trousers, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course I am, yeah, yeah.
In you go.
Kids move a bit. Well, no.
Exactly.
Of course I'm wearing trousers.
Of course I'm wearing trousers.
And then he just thought, oh, this isn't fooling anyone.
So now I'm going to make a wacky effort to sort of, you know,
the next zone is, I've heard he's going in a grass skirt and a garland around his, and he's going to come in limboing.
But you did ask if you could go to the BAFTAs in a dressing game, didn't you?
Just for ease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on. Right, is this talking about diets and stuff, right?
Go on.
They've come up with a drug that, They tested it out on a mouse, right? they said, you know, it's a problem. Weight is a big issue in the world and, you know, a lot of people are depressed and that, probably like Rick Waller.
Well, right? I'm depressed looking at Rick Waller.
Well, you know.
Oh.
I mean, you could sort out Rick by, you know, Jono is an old man, he's got loads of money.
He's not old.
No, but he's getting on a bit, right?
He's about
Hang on a minute. What I mean is he does his own shopping, right? So, I bet it's
What do you mean?
Because he's like, how old is he? 35. Right? He's got loads of money, he does his own shopping, so when he goes to the supermarket and he passes, you know, the sponge cake section, it must be tough when you've got loads of money to burn that you go, oh, just one more.
Yeah.
One more.
Look, we are getting close to libel here, I think.
No, 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 but I'm saying how it is, because I've tried, like, losing a little bit of weight.
Have you?
And it is difficult when you're in Waitrose and you see a little chocolate muffin and think, well, one more and I'll do without-
Do you like a little chocolate muffin now and again?
Yeah, right.
Is that your favourite thing?
So the thing
chocolate
is-
Let him finish his point.
So the thing is, right, now with Rick, he lives at home with his mum, so why doesn't his mum just say, I'm gonna buy less this week, and if you eat it all, you're not getting any more?
Yeah.
That sort that
does out. He live
a
with
short,
his mum?
Sharp shot.
I bet he does. I bet he does.
So you don't actually know if this is true or not?
No, but anyway, right, so this drug they've come up with-
They've tested this on mice, haven't they?
They've tested
I'm worried if they haven't tested it on mice.
No, thank God for that.
It's definitely been tested on mice.
Definitely.
They fed a mouse a load of cake.
Yeah.
Right? And it went a little bit chubby and he said, right, stop a minute. And then they gave it this drug that makes you lose weight.
Yeah.
And its weight went down, but the only bad side effect was its eyes were popping out.
Well, that seems to be fine then. Let's give it to Jono. There doesn't seem to be any problem.
Oh, Richard gets some of that.
Struth, Doc, look at these. Oh, Jesus, Jono, your eyes are popping out. That happened to the mice. Sorry? That happened to the mice.
Mm, but what do you mean? That's the option.
What do you mean that's the option?
So I love the fact that your choice is either be like a fat, happy man who has the odd sponge cake, or a stick man with eyes on stalks. I mean, Steve's chosen that.
All right, calm down.
Oh, sorry,
I thought
mate.
We were slagging off Rick Waller and fat people.
Sorry,
let's
mate.
Let's have a go at the fat people before we start on me, really.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I forgot.
You know what I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
Because I've got some issues and body issues,
you know.
But I mean, Rick Waller's grotesque, you know.
Yeah, sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm just a little bit weird. I mean, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, should we play a song and.
Well, I'm just a little bit offended. Isn't that's upsetting. That's upsetting.
Binds out of the way. On XFM 104.9, you're listening to The Ricky Gervais Show.
With Steve Merchant and
Carl Pilkington. We've got to try and get on, though.
Haven't got time
not
for
enough,
that.
No, not enough time. Let's bang on. Let's do some observations, satirical.
Take a sideways look at the week's news.
Yeah.
Who's the fattest person you know, Carl? Is it an issue for you? Are you concerned about fat people?
Only if I'm travelling somewhere and there's one sat next to you.
That'd
be a bit annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Ricky pointed out a few months ago, when I went away, we were talking about plane journeys, and you were saying how it's a bit out of order, how when you go on holiday, right, you take your suitcase with you.
Mm.
This is all
was
right.
Was I saying this on air, though, is this my question? Because there's a reason I don't say things
sometimes. But I think you've got a good point. It made me think.
Oh, no, I know what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, if you're not allowed to carry a hand baggage on because you're a few pounds overweight, but there's a bloke behind you who weighs 10 stone more than you.
Yeah.
Surely the whole package should be weighed.
Yeah.
Like you and your baggage.
Absolutely.
He should have
a carrier bag.
So I can take on a Labrador and a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
He can take on a towelette.
Yeah. Yeah.
To wipe
absolutely.
His brow.
Yeah, his sweaty, fatty brow.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I absolutely right.
So,
and that does wind you up, does it?
But I don't, that's the only time. I mean, people can't help it. We don't want to, like, come across as if we're just having a go at people who have got.
But they can help it. This is what we're saying.
No, but that's, no, but that's a little bit.
But I'm talking about obesity. I'm not talking about people who are overweight or have got a problem with eating and so on. I'm talking about people who are obese, because that seems to me to be an indulgence. I mean,
if we're getting serious, it is a problem, isn't it? Because it's an eating disorder. So what's terrible is laziness and kidding yourself. But the people who have genuinely got a problem.
But it's a genuine concern for apparently for the future of our children. Apparently, it genuinely is.
Yeah.
Apparently, it costs. I was reading some statistic that it costs something like. America, it costs them like $119 billion a year or something.
But that's not what people are starving, because fat people are eating all the food.
I'm not saying people are starving because of fat people.
Oh, you mean?
I'm saying it's a concern.
Oh, we meant we'll soon have kids and they're hungry because next door's out all the food.
No, I just mean that apparently because exercise now, people aren't taking up exercise, kids aren't taking up exercise, that we will all be obese in years to come. Not all obese, but there'll be a big obesity.
Well, I suppose the natural state for the mammals, we crave fat. We literally crave fat for hard times, but now, there are no
offices typing away.
But our body hasn't evolved to take our social input in. Yeah. So we still act like mammals, and we eat and we crave it and we like to store fat.
Yeah.
That's why we have to go jogging, because we don't hunt, we don't do anything. So it's not really their fault. It is about willpower and sort of like, you know, self hate.
But in years to come, we'll have just pictures, like kids will just have pictures of, they won't have NSYNC on the wall, it'll be like sumo wrestlers.
You know sumo wrestlers? I saw this thing about sumo wrestlers. Because they're athletes, they go into this thing because it's a big honour to be a sumo. It's absolutely true, right? Yeah, absolutely true.
Yeah.
So you'd go along and you'd be 9 stone, and they have doctors there, so you have to eat to get big.
Right.
And this doctor was interviewed, Japanese doctor, and he's going, you know, you'd think it's against the Hippocratic Oath, whereas they do it anyway, I do it healthily, so he gives them diets of like, you know, 10 pounds of rice, 9 pounds of fish and things like that, and they get up. But now, because it's such an honour, it's almost a spiritual thing to be a great sumo and all that, they have apprentices. Willing to, now you know, like when you're an apprentice, say, runner or something, you have to make the coffee, and or when you're working an apprentice in a studio, you have to clean the floor and stuff. Do you know what apprentice sumo's job is?
An apprentice sumo? Go on.
They wipe the sumo wrestler's ass because they can't reach. They literally can't reach.
Rubbish.
Who's taking that up
as a profession?
I know. I imagine that. I'd love to be a sumo wrestler. It's a great honour, and I'd love to work under you.
So
what will I do? Start press ups first?
There'll be some press ups, yeah.
Okay, get into the gym now and
Don't before you rush off.
Go on. I'm starving.
I can understand that. Would you mind wiping my arse? Because I've just.
Can't reach?
No, I can't get the arms back there. Get them down there. So, but I'll be honest with you, a lot of this oriental food, it doesn't sit well with me. So it goes straight through me, to be honest.
So it's quite messy.
It's quite messy down there. It's quite runny.
Okay.
So
okay.
Be careful.
Okay.
Wear some gloves. If you want to wear gloves, wear gloves.
I don't want to wear gloves. It's an
honour.
This apprenticeship is 2 years, isn't it?
You know, you're not going to take my feces and salad, are you, as souvenirs?
I'll be mainly getting fat myself.
Sure.
Wiping your ass.
Yeah.
Great honour.
Yeah, no, good. Well,
great honour. If someone could call in and verify that. Look, Carl, look at Carl looking at us like we've just said the worst thing ever.
This is true, apparently.
Makes your eyes pop out and putting Forrest Gump in a wheelie bin. Don't look at us like that. This is we're talking cultural science here and wiping asses.
Yeah.
So, play a record.
Yeah, it's lowbrow and it's highbrow at the same time, Carl. That's an incredible picture.
This is for all you people who like the odd cake. This is Bowie and Sweet Thing. Do you like that?
Nice.
Sweet Thing. David Bowie.
Beautiful.
Amazing, off Diamond Dogs.
Absolutely.
We went to see him in the week, didn't we?
We did indeed, yeah, this little
very
exclusive
tiny
gig that Jonathan
little gig, 100 people.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely to see him.
Yeah, lovely to see him again.
Lovely to see Dave again.
Yeah.
No, he's looking good.
He looks great, doesn't he?
He was. Yeah. Was he bisexual? Sorry, I don't know why.
At the gig.
No. It's just the fact because I know he's married now, isn't he, with a kid and stuff.
Yeah.
But there was some sort of.
Oh, I think possibly. I don't know. I wouldn't want to.
These pop stars, they dabble with anything, don't they? I suppose. Try anything once, don't they? These rock and roll stars.
But yeah. So if anyone knows the the truth behind Sumo.
Yeah, well, how does Sumo begin? Because that's what I can't. I've never understood how it began as a sport, because it's. Do you know what I mean? Because they are so huge.
Well,
so
I reckon it was a fat bloke who was picking on a little skinny bloke, and the skinny bloke right. knew kung fu and jiu-jitsu. He goes, right, let's fight. And the fat bloke, no punching.
Yeah.
And what
yeah.
do you mean? He went, it's just leaning against each other.
Yeah.
And they went,
yeah.
well, you're bound to win. And he went, right, I've won. He went, yeah. bloke, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And the, yeah. the fat bloke.
He grabbed him. Are you wearing a nappy? Well, I'm pretty big, I'm having problems now. I can't
wear a tuxedo.
yeah.
I just can't.
exactly.
I just, you know, that's the next yeah. step for John, who's been banned wearing a thong in public. so.
But seriously, if anyone knows how sumo began, I'm genuinely interested. Email maybe ricky.gervais@xfm.co.uk. Just because I, you know, Carl, what are your thoughts? Where do you think it began? Because don't you think it's an odd sport? I mean, it is a weird.
I've always got nice hair. They seem to care about the hair a bit.
Oh, sure.
So it's sort of nicely pinned back.
Yeah.
Are you
yeah.
ever asked to, when people are doing like, you know, Sharma's Britain, or, you know, people are doing like big
historical
they say, well, we'll ask Carl about this. He might, yeah. he might have an opinion.
yeah, yeah.
They've got
I'd
nice
like to
hair.
See you as a pundit, definitely, on those kind of on Newsnight.
It's yeah. just that I think it's a funny one, because the whole idea of sport is to keep fit.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's sort of. You know, it's a yeah. bit of an odd one, isn't it?
Mm. Mm.
Well, it's the same as sort of like weightlifting. You have to go through all that all year to see if you can push up, mm. you know, something heavier than someone else. But you have to walk round in a golf buggy to, yeah. to you know, for that one.
Yeah, yeah.
And take steroids and.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, the other day, you know, I don't do much sport. I think living in London, there's not that many areas you can go and. Actually, I'm probably wrong there.
Well, there's all the gyms and yeah, sports clubs
I'm
and stuff.
I'm probably
yeah.
wrong
and the
on
parks
that bit.
And the
but,
roads.
But yeah. look how like excited I was going round to your place, Ricky. And yeah. you had a, like a little garden.
Yeah.
I haven't got a garden.
We played football, didn't we?
And we had a little. Well, I did.
No, you were rubbish. I beat you in penalties, 5-2, and then I beat you on knockout. I think 10-4, and he always makes an excuse. He goes, "No, start again. We didn't say that." I'm cracking up.
Steve, have you seen Ricky play football?
No, I've not really seen either.
Right,
play
it's not football. You sort of do it like it's like when you get a cat and you chuck it some wool. You sort of jump on it and lie on top of it so you can't get it, and then sort of kick it with his feet lying on the floor.
Really?
No, what I mean is, he fouled me, and I was on one.
Are you
hand
sure up. He didn't just collapse? Because
yeah,
all the stress and the exercise.
That's the other thing. That's
he
the
just
other
tumbled
thing.
On the floor, Stilton pouring out of his mouth.
I was too strong for him.
No, yeah. no.
I was too strong for you.
Yeah, but you didn't last long, did you? It was like if football
I didn't
matches.
Want to last
if football
long.
Matches went.
They just bring me on for the first 10 minutes.
Who suggested you two play football? Did you suggest this, Rick?
Yeah, we went around there. Yeah, well, yeah. We had to go and football in the garden. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else do we do?
I look. Just had a look at your salamander.
right, is that euphemism or? Because I know that when I first went to your house, you did. You used to show your genitals to people a lot more than you do now.
Oh,
you definitely used to do that. You used to think that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that you get to a certain age. Men of a certain ilk
yeah,
get
well,
to a certain
Jonathan
age and just start.
Got it
yeah,
out, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. When Ross came in, he did the same.
Yeah.
It's that weird.
Yeah, I suppose. I thought, oh, you've seen it
like
now. I thought you've seen it. You know,
yeah.
you weren't impressed the first time, to be quite honest,
to be honest with you.
So, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's, you know, it's
but,
nice.
You
always
know,
nice. It's always a treat to see.
Yeah. yeah.
What do you make of Ricky's place? What do you make of it?
Again, that's not a euphemism. It yeah. doesn't mean that I've got it's like a flat fish.
yeah.
do you want to see my place?
yeah,
there it is.
Yeah.
it's all right. I mean, I've.
You've seen better?
I've. The pictures you've got on the wall, I'm not keen on the same sort of art as you are.
Right.
What sort of art? Because yours is quite sort of modern art.
He's got this big, like, bit of
abstract
canvas with like just loads of dark colours on it.
Yeah.
It looks really miserable.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. It sort of brings the place down. if you're going to sell it, that woman on Channel 5, the house doctor, if she came around, she'd say, "Take that down," and you'll get double for it. It's just. I thought it was like a. A wall he was
take
testing.
That down, get that salamander out, and just pop those back in your trousers.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
it was like he didn't know what sort of colour to use on the wall, so he's like been putting a little bit on. No, that's not good. I'll use like a bit of a darker colour.
Yeah.
And it's just loads
are
of
you,
different.
Are you Brian Sewell? Because you're just saying.
So, what kind of art do you like? I'm intrigued.
Yeah,
I like
Athena.
I like Lowry.
right.
Lowry, the worst painter in the world. The most
no,
overrated.
No. You see, it depends. You're getting excited about
rubbish.
your stuff you've got on. Lowry, right?
Yeah.
You can look at
He really is the Brian and Michael.
No.
Of the, well,
but it's real, isn't it? Right?
What do you mean it's real?
It's real. You look at his picture and you see, like, little disabled people walking about. You see kids
That's
playing,
not real, then.
Playing with, like, footballs. You've got your dad coming home from work, working in the factory. Got a little dog barking. It's life, right? And you can look at it for, like, 10 minutes, go away, go and watch telly or something for a bit, go back to it, and you'll see different things in it.
Really? What, is it like one of those magic eyes?
You sure that's not a telly?
Yeah, you've been looking out the window, Carl.
You sure you weren't watching When the Boat Comes In?
People will agree with me. It's better than your stuff that you buy.
This show started off slick. Yeah. We had something to say.
No, what are you talking about? We're now discussing art.
We were taking the big out of fat people, and now it's
And now you've taken it all highbrow, Carl.
Play a record, we'll come back to fatties. Badly Drawn Boy, something to talk about on XFM 104.9. You're listening to Ricky Gervais.
Well, then, Steve Mitchell.
Well, let's just get on with a. We've already had a complaint.
Yeah.
Someone saying, your TV show's so good, why is your radio show so hard work, you useless fat?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You can't please everyone, Carl. It's like Lowry. Some people like Lowry. Some people like that fella who did the dark painting for me.
Talking of emails, there was some guy, he hasn't mentioned
Larry's
his name.
Rubbish.
Or maybe his name's Steve. But he said that he was checking out the Office DVDs. DVD's going on sale, isn't it, soon? I think the video and the DVD of The Office are going on sale soon. But he was checking out on Amazon, and he said that, it says on there, and I did check it, double check it, that, it includes, some special footage. On, or special footage.
Oh, footage. That
correctly pronounced.
Is that mutual? Doing it to each
I
other.
Think it's
or, is it the rubbing up against each other?
Yeah.
It's one of those, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
that what it is? It's where you rub up against people?
I don't know, it's something like that, yeah.
But, so there's some special frottage on there.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
I think they mean footage.
I'm imagining so.
If you're buying it for frottage, you are gonna
be
disappointed. Yeah. That first hour then was about eating too much, wasn't it? And I think we can.
That's essentially what we talked about. Yeah,
that's probably. I read something interesting. You know, they've banned. I used to get the Guinness Book of Records every year from about the age of 10 onwards, and I went straight to the section like, you know, the biggest, fattest, all that. Right? And there used to be gluttony records, and it was like these ridiculous looking Texans, and how many hamburgers they can eat, and of course they were. It's just so dangerous. They've put it down to how many hamburgers you can be eat in a minute now.
Yeah.
And so they've brought it down to things like 17.
Yeah.
You know, they still burst their stomach glass ball. But, I remember I was watching the Big Brother when they had to break that record, you know, like eating sweet corn and balancing. I was thinking, who wants to beat that record?
Yeah.
The rest of the records in the Guinness Book of Records exist because no one wants to contest them. There's one in there, a bloke there, they had his picture taken with a milk bottle on his head, and it's the record for having a milk bottle on his head.
Yeah.
And it's like 4 days, I want to go, no one wants to beat that record. Mm. And there was one in there, this is amazing, this is absolutely true, right? Like last year's Guinness Book of Records, it says, in Thailand in 1988, some sort of, temple or ceremony, these, incense burners fell over and I think crushed people or burned people to death, 7 people died, and it's under the heading, worst joystick disaster ever. Do you reckon they're gonna try and beat that one?
Oh, God.
There's a guy up north, right, who's, he's in the Guinness Book of Records for being able to put a, you know, a car, a little mini.
Up his arse.
No, on his head, right, and you think, oh, that's good. But without the engine in.
I know the fact that he puts this thing that still weighs like, you know, 50 stones on his head and you're going boo.
Yeah.
What do you mean he puts the mini on his head?
He wears a little cap with a little bit of sponge on.
They all do up there.
And they've, and he picks up this mini.
Yeah, go on.
And it takes like 2 blokes to put it on his head and then he walks around for about 10 seconds showing off. But it doesn't have the engine in it. So, I mean, if you're gonna do it.
Yeah. Go the whole hog is what you're saying.
See, what I think, the reason I think he didn't do it with the engine in is because he couldn't, Carl.
Well, do a motorbike or something.
My mate went to see that, what's that circus that came to London? And that was in, the Camden, and it's sort of like really weird sort of gothic things.
Oh right, yes, I remember.
And there's he said at one point this nude woman got into a jar. He went, but it was a big jar.
Yeah,
he said it was a jar big enough for a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People want to go boo.
Yeah.
But you know, get into a jam jar.
Exactly.
And you know, I'll be applauding. But It's a big jar.
That's a jar shaped like you.
I will get into a wardrobe. What, that big wardrobe? Yeah, well, I can get into that. No, you. I will get into the wardrobe.
Well, I remember, I told you about this before, Rick. I was devastated. A couple of years, I think it was a couple of years ago, when I read about that guy that won the world record for staying underground the longest.
Like, oh,
what
yeah.
happened, right? He got in this box, and he was buried, like, 10 feet underground.
It was in a pub car park in Mansfield.
Yeah, and the only way he could communicate, was through this tube that they had that went up to the surface, and he could talk to people, and I assume that was how he got oxygen. And it said that while he was down there, right, he began and ended a relationship with a woman.
She
right?
put
she
a note
was
down.
A passerby, she chatted to him, da-da-da, they started this relationship, and they ended it, right? Now, my point was, right, obviously, you know, my luck with the ladies is not triumphant, and, you know, I haven't got a girlfriend or whatever.
You're not Don Juan.
Well, exactly right. And what I'm saying is, when you read that there's a man 10 feet underground pulling women through a tube,
yeah,
you've got to sit yourself down and ask yourself some very serious questions.
Yeah.
I was a little bit, as you can imagine, a little bit upset
from
by that.
The Midlands.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A little bit devastated.
Oh, dear.
Really upset me.
What is your method now of do you still throw little rocks at them and go, over here?
Yeah, there was a kid I remember at our school, Mark Johnson, when we were like 10 or something, and we were talking about Guinness Book of Records, and Mark Johnson went, yeah, I'm in the Guinness Book of Records. I thought, I'm intrigued. You're a 10-year-old. I said, go on. He went, now, does this qualify? He claimed that he was in America once, and he went to see, a baseball game, and supposedly that game was the world record for the number of people in an audience for a baseball game. It was like some massive stadium, most people ever.
I'll tell you what
it doesn't
count.
He claims he was there.
I don't reckon it was listed.
Well,
I don't reckon Mark Johnson got his name on that list.
Exactly.
Ross McWhirter would be going, but that's the whole book.
But I think I remember him looking it up and going, there it is, I was there.
Yeah. Yeah,
does
no.
that count? I mean,
no,
I've done a similar thing. There was an ice hockey game in Manchester.
Sure.
And they filled it. It was the arena.
Yeah.
They had an ice hockey game. And I was part of it, but I wouldn't go around bragging.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Now you've brought it up, I'm telling you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but you're not gonna boast about it.
Nah.
We're gonna get a t-shirt made.
What's the best thing you've ever done?
I don't know.
Come on. What's the best thing you've ever done that we will go, did you really do that, Carl?
You see, it's weird, because I've been thinking about this quite a bit. I'm 30 on Monday.
Are you?
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just gonna try and get presents, aren't you, from the listener?
Nah. But
I say listener.
Yeah.
But I kind of was thinking, have I had a good 30 years?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Carl, is this going to get a bit melancholy now?
Yeah.
Because we've been having a few laughs at the expense of fat people. I'm not sure we want you to bring it down now.
No. We've been having a jolly laugh about people who are morbidly obese.
It's always when my girlfriend's working away, I always think about odd things.
Do you?
Odd times.
Doesn't she leave you shiny things or videos in so you don't get... You don't get too depressed, you can...
Last night, when I sent you that text, that was...
Right!
Right, let's play a record. This sounds intriguing, because I'm worried
it is intriguing. It's incredible. Right, play a record. Right, wait for this text that Carl sent me. All Along the Watchtower there by Jimi Hendrix.
Beautiful. Can I just say straight away, Rick, before you carry on, we've had some people emailing in about the origins of sumo wrestling.
Yeah.
But they've sort of cut and pasted a huge ream of information from the web. Thanks very much, but we need bullet points or not don't bother. You're wasting our time, frankly, with too many sentences, proper grammar. We're talking about Ricky Gervais here.
Yeah. So not that I'd read the bullet points either, you'd read them too.
Exactly, but your concentration would lapse so quickly that it just needs to be key words, you know, arse, sumo, things like that.
Yes, arse wipe.
Yes, arse wipe sumo correct.
Yeah, or maybe even a picture of someone wiping an arse with a tip next to it. If you could get words
out. If you could send through the origins of sumo wrestling in sort of diagram or sketch form, or in a kind of comic book, or one of those flick books. just maybe draw a quick flick book, send that in.
But thank you very much.
But thanks for thinking of us.
I woke up this morning,
feeling fine.
It's not a blues song, and I turned my phone on, and it was from Carl, and it went, forget it, I've made my mind up. And I thought,
wow.
What is that?
And I forget it, I've made my mind.
Yeah, I went, Carl, what is it? He went, Oh no, it's about the text I sent you last night. I went, well, what was it? I just got this text. He went, oh, I was just wondering, I was thinking last night. He said, supposing you had to have your hands removed.
Sure.
Right? And the doctor said, well, you can either have them stay like that with stumps, or I can sew feet there. What would you have? And I was bleary-eyed and I went, the stumps. He went, yeah. I went, all right. He went, yeah.
And then what was his follow-up text to that?
And then I got the text. It was obviously before it, and it went, and it was like quite serious. What would you do if surgeon had your hands? Would you have stumps or the feet? Right now, the way when I said he'd made his mind up, and I went the stumps. He went, yeah. I think secretly he decided on the feet, but was too embarrassed to tell me.
There's a little bit of what would you do. Because
But why did you think of this? Why did you think of this?
Girlfriend's away, right?
Yeah, no, that's not why you start thinking bizarre surgery devices.
I'll let you into my little mind, right? Last night, I had some beans on toast, right? She was away.
It's good already.
She was away, she had some beans on toast, she went wild.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I was stood up, I live on like on a high street, right? So I'm washing up, I'm looking out the window. First thing that had me attention is I can look into other people's flats, right?
Yeah.
And it was weird how all these different lives were going on. I was watching them and everybody had the telly on and was watching Volcano, right? Which was on last night.
Right.
And I thought, oh, that's weird, right? I can see them all watching it. And it was like a little Chinese lad who was dancing around in some underpants. And then there's a little old woman who lives downstairs who was reading a book. And she's always reading a book every night. And it's like, I have a better life than her. And then there's like some sort of bouncer who's always getting ready to go out late at night with all the black on. He looks like a bouncer. So I was watching all this life going on. I thought,
did you witness a murder while you were doing this?
Yeah.
It was like that sort of Sliver film where that bloke had loads of tellies watching people's lives. So that was going on in my mind. And then I was washing up and I picked up the plate and I thought, oh, it's amazing, isn't it? The human body. The way you can just sort of, you know, I want to pick that up, and you do.
Yes.
And the way your hands work, right? Yeah. You've got five little digits, but it's just the right amount to do what you've to do what you've got to do, right? So so I'm cleaning the plate.
Sorry, Carl. Stop. It's just the right amount. Might be one of the most genius things I've ever heard said. I would love David Attenborough to phone you up and say, Carl, how do I word this about the evolution of the mammalian front limb? Just go, we'll just say it's the right amount. Isn't it?
But it is.
It is.
One
of course
extra
it is.
Would get in the way.
Yeah.
And one less would just make it that little bit more tricky when picking up a bit of a slippery dish.
Sure. Or buying gloves.
Yeah. A slippery dish.
So then I was thinking, imagine like going to the doctors and he's saying, yeah, everything's all right, your heart's good and everything, but
your heart's good? What, your Larry's or?
Yeah, your heart, you're in good form and whatever, it's good news. You know, I had Jono in earlier, he's not looking good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I had Fats Waller.
But you're all right, but your hands need to come off.
Right. Blimey. But that's bad, like, I'd get a second opinion initially.
But a bit of good news, I've got a nice pair of feet I can sort you out with.
Yeah.
And he puts them on, and then I was thinking, right, first of all, washing up, what would that be like? But
Steve!
That'd be tricky. Right. Yeah. And then the second thing was, it'd probably ruin the sort of the shape of your jumper.
Because you have to keep putting the feet through there. Yeah.
And then I thought, but I could still cycle in.
Okay.
To work.
You could run in.
Well, that's the thing.
You'd be really fast.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I thought I could still cycle because I could balance. And then I thought, but the only thing is I probably couldn't pull the brakes. Because of the little short things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like you, I thought, but then again, you'd run in half the time. So that's what was going on in last night.
Right.
That's what I was thinking about.
Did you
how long did this take?
Well, how long does it take to wash up?
Right, because I imagine you just being there for, like, all night.
Probably 25 minutes.
How long did the little Chinese fella dance for in his pants?
He's always doing it. Last night he was at it for, like, 10 minutes.
Just, yeah.
And his girlfriend never sits in the same room as him. She's always sat in the bedroom.
She's going, you dance in pants again, I go in next door.
Well, she was in the bedroom. She's always in the bedroom, sat on the floor, on the mobile phone.
Right.
All the time, yeah, it's weird how people's lives are just like, it is like that Groundhog Day thing. It's like, you know, he's jumping about in his underpants. The old woman sat there reading a book.
Yeah.
And that's what got me thinking about my life.
Do you think she ever goes,
are you sure she's not dead? Every time you look down there, she's just flicking through it. She's just reading this book. The pages never turn. She never seems to finish it.
Oh,
she never moves from her chair.
Are you sure the Chinese
her
girl's
cats
going?
Are dead around her.
I'm going into next door again. That little round-headed fella's looking in. He's looking in at me. The bouncer goes, "Don't worry, love. I'll go and beat him up." But he's
true.
Always getting ready.
That's true.
They see you staring at and washing up, going, "I could have feet here," and they get scared. The woman's dead. Oh,
Carl,
dear.
Can you tell us roughly which neighbourhood you live in, so that we know?
It's central.
Central, is it?
Yeah.
Wow, imagine if that little- was he a Chinese fellow, did you say?
Yeah.
Imagine if he was listening now, I'd love him to call in and explain his actions.
Well, he might be on some other radio station talking about a lad who's always washing up and looking at his hands in a mysterious way.
But, do we know this doctor that would go, "Well, alright, Carl, I've got- you can either leave him as stumps, or I've got a lovely little pair of feet." Why, I told Jane this, and Jane went, "Is that the only choice? Is he, you could say, could I have some dead man's hands?" "Have you got any, where do you get the feet from? Where do you get the feet from? Can I have, what would you rather have then? Human feet or monkey paws?"
Well, I mean, that wasn't an option last night. That if the doctors said-
No, it wasn't an option last night, but don't forget, it's in your head, Carl. This didn't happen.
No, but I'm just saying at the time, that's all the doctor had to offer.
But you know, it's your head, you can go anywhere. No, it wasn't a real doctor to offer. It's in your head, you can go anywhere. You're not trapped.
Yeah, but if you can do anything, then you'd say we'll sort us out some other hands.
Fair point, the clear record.
We gotta come back to this. Someday, XFM 104.9, Ricky Gervais.
Lads, can I just stop you there straight away? Because the record finished before we'd finished chatting about what we're going to do next.
We're going to do Carl's stupid competition again. We're just trying to get the- I think that-
What are the rules?
Right,
because last week it was a shambles, Rick.
I know, it was too easy, that's why.
The week before, I should say.
I think people should phone up now and be held in a queue, and then he should have the clue. Otherwise, because people are just phone up with when they know the answer or not.
But how is that entertaining to the listener?
It's not,
that's what I'm going to throw back at you straight away.
I don't think this is entertaining at all. I just think people might want to talk to Carl for us just a split second.
The way we'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Right? This is me role here, right? This is the way we're going to do it.
Right.
We're going to say, if you want to win The Office on VHS, right? Yeah. You can call
it
now.
Don't say it like that. Like it's a rubbish prize.
There is some- if you get the DVD, there's some special frottage. Alright, so, it's impressive.
Right, so they call up now on 08 700 800 1234, right?
Yeah.
We, like, bung on a bit of Elton John in a bit, right?
Mm.
We line up two callers-
Look forward to that, it's a beautiful track.
Yeah? We line up two callers.
Yeah.
Right? And then we have them on the air and we say, "Right, I'm gonna tell you the little story, you've gotta tell me what song it is." And they're playing against each other.
Well,
right.
can they be up at the same time then, so I can speak at the same time?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But how can they play against each other? Because they haven't got buzzers.
It's the first one. They can say the name. They can shout out the name, and it's organised.
And they've got as many goes as they want.
No, I think they should have one go at a time, and then the other person can have a go, and then they can have another go.
Yeah,
it's like dueling.
It's like dueling.
And if they don't win, no one wins this week. We're not giving away prizes willy nilly.
Sure.
You know, we can give one away next week again.
Because you know, like, The Office is not costing us anything. Because we were, like, involved.
I know,
we can get as many copies as you want of that.
I like
seriously.
It. I like it when, like-
We got them coming out of our-
Do you think the listeners are usually in on sort of board meetings like this? Or do you,
I said this before, guys. I said before. We should do this off air, but you refuse to chat.
Imagine Chris Tarrant going, "Hold on, what, they can, what do they do?
They can phone a friend.
They just phone a friend. Look, come down to, right, okay, look, we haven't got this-
sorted. Phone up now, we'll play some adverts, phone up now.
Yeah.
Right, so that's the plan then.
Okay, we're gonna have a beautiful track here. Continuing our- Steve.
Go on.
Right, I've said your name 5 times now, I don't need to mention you at all next week. Right, we're gonna play, Elton John, continuing our sort of thing of don't diss them just because they're old and bald now.
Yeah.
They used to be good. This is a beautiful track. I dissed him, didn't I?
Yeah.
Called Tiny Dancer. We're gonna enjoy that.
Yeah.
Enjoy that.
Enjoy
listener.
That.
And then-
if not
now,
show.
Steve, what were you gonna say?
Thanks for asking. I was just gonna say, what should the audience be doing now? If they're listening at home, they want to play the game, what should they be doing, Carl? Should they be phoning
say
you
the
now?
Say the phone number again.
They should be ringing 08 700 800 1234.
Right. 08 700 800 1234.
And two lucky contestants get to play your game.
Yeah, what's the song?
What's the song that Carl's thinking?
Could I give you a clue when you call up? you've got more chance of playing if you don't sound like a mentalist.
Exactly. Most of the people that phone sound a bit like Carl. We're not interested. We don't want those sort of people.
Yeah.
We want people who can, you know, who are maybe eloquent.
Why you watch me in my pants? Elton John, Tiny Dancer. What
beautiful.
A great track.
Oh, that's
that
magnificent.
Is. Well, we've got. well, despite Carl's actions, you should have seen Carl. It was like squiddly diddly. His arms and legs there, he'd have been better with feet, I'll tell you. He didn't know what he was doing. We were getting angry. At one point, he went, oh, we get a man and a woman. And he, bloke phones up. He goes, are you a bloke? Bloke goes, yeah. He goes, hold on. And then another bloke goes, oh, you're a bloke. We wanted a woman. And the said, I've got what he goes, put the woman on. She came on, he went, are you the woman? It's the way he speaks to people. So who have we got on the line?
Here's the woman.
It's the woman. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, okay, right. Steve, you want to be rooting for this?
Well, I think we should, it seems to me, because you may need some help, because obviously Carl's mind is a viper's nest.
Yeah.
It's a jungle in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to call anyone at any point, maybe you've got some questions you want to just consult or confer, then I'll be on your side.
You're like her phone a friend.
Exactly, I'm the phone a friend.
And
I'm the, ask the audience.
Who's
and
the bloke?
Here's the bloke.
It's Owen.
Owen, okay, I'll be helping you out should you need any help or clues as, you know, as insight into Carl's mind. I must tell you though, we don't know what Carl's going to come out with now either.
No.
We keep it real like this.
I should just say, for people who've not heard the show before, this is where Carl now will tell us a cryptic story, and basically hidden within that will be a clue to the title of a song.
I say cryptic, it's
gobbledygook. Yeah. Nonsense.
So, okay then, just to find out, Who goes first, my lad or your girl? I'm going to toss a coin in my head.
Okay.
So who can guess?
Well,
first?
Ladies first. Okay, what was your name again? Sorry.
Sarah.
Okay. So,
Sarah. Heads or tails?
Heads or tails?
Tails.
No. Right, my lad will go first.
Okay. So
then.
So what this means is when he's finished the cryptic clue, you, Owen, will get to guess first, but if you get it wrong, it goes over to Sarah, and then back and forth until hopefully one of you gets it right.
Okay.
We could be here for some time.
Yeah. Right,
and what are we playing for here?
A DVD or video of The Office?
Whatever we can
whatever
find.
You've got, whatever format you've got.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
then.
Brilliant.
Okay, Carl, go.
Right, so here we go.
So
then,
it's the name of a song we're looking for. Brilliant.
Right, this bloke, he's had a good night out at the pub. Right?
This is probably all irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, Owen. This could all be irrelevant.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So he's had a good night out with his mates and that, and he's really enjoyed himself. And he's on his way home, and it's just like any ordinary night, right? Everything's just normal. He's seen the same people leaving the pub, going home, and he's like, see you tomorrow night. I'll be out tomorrow, 7:30 and what have you. And they're on the way home, and it's a nice night. Everything's nice, and he's walking home, and he sees this sort of smoke coming out of a grid, right?
Some smoke coming out of a grid?
Yeah, a bit of, like, smoke, and he thinks, what's that? Right? And this is what's weird, because it's like any other normal night, but this time, smoke coming out of the grid, and he goes over to it, and he can hear some moaning, right? It's like, ooh. So he thinks this isn't right. So he stands over the grid, and he's looking down it, and he can't see anything, so he lifts the grid up. Right.
Do you mean a grill?
No, a grid.
A
you
grid?
You know, like a grid in the street?
What? Yeah, he
not
means
really.
A grill.
Okay.
Okay. And he lifts it off, and he's looking in, and, like, more smoke's coming out, and he can hear the moaning getting louder, and then this little demon pops his head out.
Oh.
Right?
Like
and,
demons.
And he goes, are you all right?
Yeah.
And the little demon goes, oh, I'm hurting. And he goes, what do you mean you're hurting? He said, oh, it's dead hot down there, you know. And it's weird, because he works it out that it's, like, come from hell, right?
Yes.
And he's going, oh, I'm all hot and burning, and all his skin's sort of really red raw because of all the flames in hell and stuff. So he goes, oh. He said, I tell you what, I'll take you to the doctors. And the little demon's like, what, you'll do that for me? And he goes, yeah, I'll do that. And he takes him to the doctors. What's the song?
That was Ricky Gervais, Next FM. It's 3 o'clock now. We're going over to Natasha. Thanks very much. See you next week. Bye.
Man, a long that was quite a long story.
Ooh. Is Owen and Sarah still there?
Yeah.
Have you dozed off? You're still with us.
Okay, Owen.
Any clues?
No, not yet.
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue. I have No idea. Can I think out loud with Owen, do you think?
No, I think Owen needs to at least have a guess before.
Go on, have a guess, Owen.
Smoke on the water.
No.
Well, it's not, is it? So,
it's not gonna be that.
Okay, over
Sarah,
to you.
What do you think?
Bat out of hell.
Mm-hmm. It's a good guess.
No, not.
It's not right.
Not right.
Right, Carl, you'd have to give him a little clue.
Well, think about the little fella.
Think about the little demon?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's the clue.
Brilliant. Thanks for that.
Where did I say he came from?
Highway to Hell.
On the right, along the right lines, but not the right song. Back
Sarah.
To Sarah.
Stairway to Heaven.
Carl, if this is rubbish, I'm never working with you again. If this doesn't work.
What do you mean, if this is rubbish?
Right, okay. Take the main bit of the story. What's happened?
We don't know what
the main
bit
of the story. It took 30 minutes.
The grid. There's the grid. We got the grid.
Grid
the smoke.
What's he done? How did the story end?
He went to the doctor.
He went to the doctor.
He went to the doctor. Who did he take to the doctor?
He took
the little demon fella.
Why did he do that? Sarah, come on. That's a big clue.
Right, why did- Sarah, come on, let's think about this. Why would he take a little burnt demon to-
Was he burnt?
He was burnt, wasn't he?
He's from hell.
Yeah,
all the flames and that, and all his skin was really raw, and he's like- He was moaning in pain. And the little fella goes, yeah, I am on the way home. My tea's gonna be in the oven and everything, but do you know what? I'm gonna take you to the doctors and sort you out.
Sick.
Doctors.
Doctors. Oh, God.
Is there anyone you've got there in the house who could maybe help you? Like a sort of 8-year-old child?
Yeah, yeah. An alien.
Yeah.
I've got a 3-month-old baby.
Oh. He probably talks more sense.
Yeah.
Not than you. Than Carl, we mean.
Oh.
Right.
Right, I'll tell you what, let's play a record.
But these
let's all have a chat.
These poor people have got lives.
Sure.
They've
oh,
got
yeah, like we haven't.
No, but I know, Carl, this is-
There's so many things I could be doing instead of this, Rick.
I know, but Carl.
We'll play some ads, right? And
they can't
back.
Stay on the live.
They've got 3 minutes. They're playing for a video here. They've got 3 minutes to think about it. Is that alright with you?
Okay.
Yeah, and is that alright, Owen?
Yep.
Sorted.
XFM.
Right.
Please try and guess this, because Carl's threatening to roll over to next week.
Oh?
I know, I don't want to live a week trying to think of a little burnt devil in a grid, as he calls it.
Burnt devil in a grid?
Devil in a grid, in excess.
Smoky, smoky devil.
Oh, God.
Oh, burnt devil grid.
Sarah, any-
Grid? What's a grid?
Any
it means
idea?
A grill, it means the little thing in the smoke. Burn.
Smoke on the water.
Barbecue to doctor.
Burnt. Doctor.
Owen, any- Any ideas?
Devil Without a Cause by Kid Rock.
No. What we're gonna do
is,
here,
is the word devil right?
Yeah.
So devil's a key word here.
And you're thinking about what the bloke's- What's the bloke done? He's took him to
devil,
the doctor's-
Devil, isn't he? The
why did he do that? Why didn't he just say, oh yeah, it looks terrible, but I've got to get off home?
He's a good Samaritan.
He's a good Samaritan.
Right.
He's a good guy. He's a-
He's a good guy.
Saviour.
Devil.
Saviour. Devil for later.
We're really running out of
time. I've got it.
Have you really?
Sarah,
yeah.
I tell you this, love, you have got something to entertain yourself with in about 3 weeks' time when we get the DVDs and videos through.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sympathy for the Devil.
Well done!
Sympathy for the Devil.
Carl,
oh,
it's
man
rubbish,
alive.
Man. It's rubbish. That's not a cryptic clue.
It's not rubbish.
Sympathy for the Devil. You said he wasn't the devil, you said he was a demon. Right.
Yeah, but I
one. No. Right, okay. Sympathy for. What's all that rubbish about him being burnt and taking him to the hospital?
Sorry, Rick, but I'm noting a little whiff of jealousy there.
He's so rubbish.
No, I'm sorry, but Sarah is happy.
It's not allowed to try and make people
her
guess.
Her baby is happy.
Sarah.
Her husband, or maybe partner, maybe they're not married, maybe they're living in sin. He's also happy.
Yeah.
They're happy. That household is happy.
Owen's
devastated.
Yeah.
Owen.
Do you want it on DVD or video?
DVD, please.
DVD.
Sarah, okay. Thank you very much indeed for playing.
Cheers,
Owen, commiserations.
Sarah. Sorry, Owen.
Yeah.
Triumphant. Another
You're
triumph,
so rubbish,
Carl.
You are so rubbish.
There, you got it right.
Oh, dear.
Rubbish.
Well done, Steve.
Jealous. I love it. I thought it was a great one.
Nice
one.